All right. Today's commencement speaker needs, because you always need a commencement speaker, right? Today's commencement speaker needs no introduction because I'm sure you all already know me. 5 years ago, I sat and listened as my commencement address was given, and now today I'm the one giving that address. Time does really fly. At this time of year, there are many speeches given and probably few remembered. It may be the prominence of the speaker, a great statesman, a famous athlete, successful businessman, or brilliant scientist, that leaves an indelible impression on the graduating class and their guests. Or perhaps it's the power of the speech, one that rings true to the hearts of the audience, delivered by an unknown, yet remembered, not because of the stature of the speaker, but due to the substance of the speech. Today, I would not presume to possess either quality, but instead would like to reference a commencement address which did. An address given some time ago, which remains memorable because it was a great speech given by a great speaker. This commencement address, this challenge, was also given to a graduating class of one. Given to a graduate who, I would assume, saw this commencement as a long time in coming. Yet I have very little doubt that at this point of transition, when he would take all that he had learned and now have to apply it, not to tests and quizzes, but to life, that in the midst of his excitement, there was fear. And that is why, as Joshua became the new leader of Israel, God said, "Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage." As you commence on a new portion of your life, the same principles are true. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. As you face life's questions, you must have a ready answer, one found in the Word of God. Thou shalt meditate therein. The Word of God does not list all of life's problems, but it does contain all of life's answers. If you are to solve each moral dilemma, each quandary, each choice, you must let the Word of God change the way you think. The tests of life cannot be passed by rote memorization. Meditate thereon day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. It is not enough to speak the Word of God. It is not enough to know the Word of God. You must live the Word of God. Pattern your life after these principles, and your way will be prosperous, and you will have good, satisfying, eternal success. However, to accomplish those three things, there is one thing that you must do. Only be thou strong and very courageous. That is the key. This kind of lifestyle choice will never be easy. It will take strength to resist the inner pull to live according to your own desires. It will take courage to stand against the outer pressure to conform to the status quo. To live a life based on the Word of God is a great goal. However, it will never be realized if it is but a passing thought, a fleeting desire, or a nice idea. To have success, you must keep the Word of God in your speech, in your thoughts, and in your actions. And to realize that goal, you must be strong and very courageous. May that be the encouragement you receive from all of us. At the end of that commencement ceremony, the people of Israel echoed God's challenge to Joshua. They encouraged him to be strong and of a good courage. Today, may we do the same for you. Be strong and very courageous. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the life you've given Jesse, both physically and spiritually. Lord, we pray as he starts this new chapter of his life that he would be strong and very courageous, that he would not seek satisfaction from the things of this world, from the things that he desires, Lord, but that he seeks satisfaction from outside of himself, Lord, that you would be what satisfies him in this life. Lord, I pray you give him wisdom. I pray you give him direction. May he walk with you. May he seek to please you in every decision, Lord. May he love you with all of his heart, all of his soul, and all of his mind. And Lord, I pray that you'd be with him and bless him, both in this life and in eternity. I pray you bless the rest of this day and bless the rest of his life. And I pray this in Christ's name. Amen.